You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week, Art and Soul is about the performing arts. So we're joined, as usual, for the segment by local writer and reviewer Jen McKee, creator of A2ArtsAddict.com. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
And we also have a special guest. She is the artistic director of Kickshaw Theater. Their new production, and Jen's going to say the name for us.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Lynn Lammers. Hi, Lynn.
Hello.
Tell us a bit to begin with about why the name Kickshaw, and do you do your typical theater performances or a little something else?
Our whole organizing principle for Kickshaw is curiosity. We want folks to come to the theater curious. They may not necessarily be seeing a show that is directly relatable to their Midwestern experience. This is something that's going to take them outside of their comfort zone. And so when we were looking up words that mean a curiosity or to be curious, Kickshaw came up. It's based on the French quelque chose, which means a rare delight or little something special. So that's what we aim to do.
But your current show is, I saw it this past weekend, and it's dealing with and focuses on a woman who's dealing with dementia, and it's really from her perspective. It's not from the people taking care of her or their loved ones. So I was curious, and it's something it's actually a play I'd never heard of. So I was curious as to how you came upon this play and what your process was in kind of working with it.
When we started Kickshaw, I knew I wanted to produce unusual plays, and so I just read a lot of plays. And I found a theater in San Diego who was producing the show. I had read it. I was headed there for a conference. I saw the show, and they engaged a process. The theater is called Mo'olelo Theater in San Diego, and they engaged a process called consensus organizing for theater. It's consensus organizing, but it had been adapted by their founder for the theater. Her name is Seema Sueco. And I got in touch with Ms. Sueco, who is now at the Arena Theater in D.C. She gave us lots of information and insight about consensus organizing, which is that we tell the stories. We're the theater practitioners, but we're telling somebody else's story, and we want the people for whom this story will most resonate to be involved in our process really deeply. We want to know that we are telling it with authenticity and truth and respect and dignity. And there are lots of plays about Alzheimer's out there, about dementia, but about 2 years ago we did a reading. And we invited some folks from the Alzheimer's Association as well as the Michigan Alzheimer Disease Center to come to the reading and talk to us about, is this real? Is this true? How does this ring to you? And they absolutely loved the play. It was, as you say, really critical to me that this play told this story in an unusual way, in a way that I felt would most greatly engender empathy. This sort of unique approach where we're seeing it from the patient's point of view, which is disturbing and distorted and confusing and sometimes funny and sometimes delightful and hopeful. And all these things, we're on the journey with Molly. Whatever she's going through, we're experiencing it with her.
Sounds like a wide range of emotions. Mm-hmm. And what's the name of it again, and what does it mean?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I think it's a German pronunciation of Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Other people have said, no, it's Polish. I don't know. It's this idea that, you know, it's a woman from Wisconsin, and over time, all kinds of things in our brain get distorted, language and all kinds of things. And so, you know, my great-grandmother, when she was experiencing a memory loss at the end of her life, completely forgot how to speak English, only spoke German. And so I think that the title is a sort of play on that idea that we start to lose language.
Well, what kind of responses have you been getting from audience members? It's obviously touching a really personal nerve for a lot of people who attend.
Yeah, we've had a lot of folks come who are caregivers, who have lost parents, who work in a profession where they are working with folks living with memory loss. Actually, our elderberry support group members that we visited would say they don't like the word dementia. They like living well with cognitive change and memory loss. They don't like that word demented, which was a great lesson for us. We've been getting a lot of really great responses. People that are stunned, delighted to have their story told, but it's been very viscerally emotional for people. And also, I think they come away wanting to talk more and dig deeper and connect with people. That's the feeling coming out, is I want to sit down and have coffee and talk about all of the things that I had never considered before, even though I've been working with patients with memory loss for decades. So that's really gratifying.
Lynn, you've done a great job explaining Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I can actually pronounce it now. And when is it showing and how can people go see it?
We're running through October 7th. So we've got two more weekends. It's at the Interfaith Center for Spiritual Growth, which is on the south side of Ann Arbor. You can go to kickshawtheater.org and get your tickets.
That's Lynn Lammers of Ann Arbor's Kickshaw Theater. Thank you so much for explaining that to us. And what else is going on, Jen?
Well, there's lots and lots of theater, as is often the case in October. At Encore Theater in Dexter, A Little Night Music, a very, very beloved Sondheim musical, is playing through October 14th. The Purple Rose Theater has Jeff Daniels' latest play called Diva Royale, about three stay-at-home moms who decide to take a trip to New York to see Celine Dion together.
That sounds really good.
I know. Well, and on the plane, things go, you know, start to go wrong, and it just like gets more and more farcical from there. So it sounds like a fun show.
And that's the Emmy Award-winning Jeff Daniels.
Indeed, again.
Yes, we just saw him the other night.
For those who are thinking about Neil Simon lately, he just passed recently. Sweet Charity is coming up at the University of Michigan, put on by the Musical Theater Department, which is phenomenal. And their run of Sweet Charity is October 11th through the 21st.
And Eastern Michigan University Theater Department.
Yes, one of my favorite, you know, lesser-known musicals, but it's called She Loves Me, is being put on by EMU, directed by Phil Simmons. And that's at EMU's Quirk Theater, and that will be running October 19th through the 28th.
Lots of music coming up. Laith Alsadi was just here for our pledge drive, and he'll be performing when and where?
He will be at the Michigan Theater for his Laith Alsadi and Friends annual birthday bash. That's happening September 29th at the Michigan Theater.
Arturo Sandoval?
Yes, a protege of Dizzy Gillespie, a lot of your listeners will know. He will be playing at the Arc on Friday, October 12th.
And a couple more events you want to share?
Sure. They Might Be Giants, kind of an oldie but goodie, definitely a college favorite of mine,
definitely.
Is coming to the Michigan Theater on October 24th. It's something that kind of has a cult following is this Welcome to the Night Vale podcast, which has become very big. The two guys who put that together are coming to the Michigan Theater on October 9th. That's always a very popular event when they perform live.
Will they be doing the podcast before the audience?
You know, I'm not exactly clear. Even reading the description, I'm not clear whether that's what's going to be happening. But as I said, for people who are really fans of this kind of trippy Twilight Zone kind of podcast, it's a really funny event.
Lots going on. Jen McKee, thank you so much for joining us on this edition of Art and Soul. We'll put all the links to the Kickshaw Theater's new production of Milwaukee, Wisconsin coming up. I'm just happy I can say it. And thank you so much for joining us on this edition of Art and Soul, the performing arts.